In case you were wondering, there are 275 shopping days until Christmas. Because this is 9 months before Christmas, before we celebrate Jesus' birth, today we commemorate the Annunciation, the announcement of the angel to Mary that she would bear the Christ child. And that is why I'm wearing this traditional Scandinavian pastor's collar called a prestekrage. The Scandinavian Lutherans treasure this festival and make it clearly a festival of Christ rather than a festival of Mary. Some hymns that had been sung for centuries to Mary were adapted, and now are sung in praise of God for sending Christ to us through the Virgin Mary. We rightly call her the Mother of God. Please turn to hymn 268. We will study this hymn today and sing it together. Let us begin by singing hymn 268, the first two stanzas. This hymn is still very popular in Norway today, sung to several different tunes, and sung very often by folk bands and in religious celebrations. It's one of the oldest folk hymns with a very beautiful poetry. I had read for years that before the Reformation, this hymn had originally been a Danish hymn to Mary, but I had never seen an original Danish text that showed that. So I emailed a hymn translator in Denmark, who found a short description and a different version of stanza 2. That stanza praises Mary, saying that all the intellects in the world cannot compare to her goodness, that she is full of grace and she shall be our comfort when we leave this world. When the Reformation came, the Danish hymn writer Hans Thomassen reworked the text and drew images more clearly from Scripture. The next stanzas draw on those biblical images and prophecies. They really make this a festival of Christ as the promised Son of God, sent from heaven. The early Lutheran Church felt this festival of the Annunciation, when Christ became incarnate in the womb of the Virgin, was so important that it should not be overlooked. It could be celebrated on March 25th, as we are doing today. But since this doesn't always fall on a Sunday, the Danish and Norwegian churches eventually transferred it to the fifth Sunday in Lent so that it was celebrated every year on a Sunday. This makes an interesting juxtaposition of thoughts of Christ being born and Christ preparing to die for us, as we consider during the Lenten season. Christ promised to be born for us and promised to die for us. Page ahead to hymn 272, and you will see this connection also in this Lenten hymn. Please read with me, starting at line 3. Son of a virgin, sweet and mild, in poverty the holy child, thy substitute did languish. Behold with faith God's only Son. Come nigh and see what love has done to save thee from damnation. The Father cast on him thy guilt. For thee his precious blood was spilt to bless thee with salvation. Son of God and Son of Mary, to be our Savior. Now turn back to 268, and we'll sing together stanzas 3 and 4. Those stanzas 3 and 4, you see many biblical terms for Christ. He's described as the one who brings deliverance, as the Savior, the root of Jesse, son of David, star of Jacob, Christ, the blessed one who comes in the name of the Lord, the Redeemer, the shepherd who will guide and tend us. A truly biblical hymn that focuses on Christ and the gospel. We'll come back to stanza 5, but first let's look at stanza 6. There are many hymns that close with a stanza that prays for a blessed Christian death. This one in particular begs forgiveness for our many sins. It was often sung in connection with confession and absolution. It also helps to keep in view the Lenten theme of repentance, even as we commemorate this little taste of Christmas in the midst of Lent. Let's sing stanza 6. Christ came to be our substitute and to sanctify every aspect of our life. He was conceived without sin, to redeem us who inherited sin even within our mother's womb. He grew up as an obedient child. For for us who disobey parents and superiors every day. He loved his neighbor perfectly for us who hate, covet, steal, and lie about those around us. He died without any sin, that he might take away all our sins. And he rose again from death, so that death cannot defeat us, but that we may rise and live again in his kingdom, in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. This gospel message of Christ as the Savior of the world, the Savior for all people, is the message of the Annunciation, the message of this hymn, just as the angel sang at Jesus' birth, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Let us rise and sing stanza 5. We beseech you, O Lord, pour forth your grace into our hearts, that as we have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel, so by his cross and passion we may be brought into the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.